listening to In the Moment on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Lori Walsh. In just over a month, public hearings will begin on a draft of social studies content standards for South Dakota K through 12 students. The Department of Education released those standards over a week ago with several changes. The department's secretary testified before a legislative committee yesterday. SDPB's Lee Sturbinger joins us now from SDPB's Black Hills Surgical Hospital studio in Rapid City to recap the hearing. Hey, Lee, welcome.
Hey, Lori. Good to be here.
Remind us quickly why the state is looking at social studies curriculum right now.
Yeah, so it's part of a routine look at what's called content standards. The state has a working group of experts from across the state revise and rework those standards. And the last time it was done was in 2015. So a group of about 40 educators and historians came together over the course of 8 days and looked at three major things: U.S. history and American government, Native American history and tribal government, and South Dakota history and government. And they looked at those three things and divided them into four main subjects and updated those subjects in, history, civics, geography, and economics.
Help us understand the difference between content standards and actual curriculum.
Yeah, so standards set the minimum of what is taught and what is expected of students to learn at each grade level. You know, teachers can go beyond those standards, and curriculum is more of how those standards are taught. And so those standards are what the Department of Education expects for students when they graduate from a certain grade or move on from a certain grade. For example, one of the draft standards expected of fifth graders in the draft that the Department of Education released was identify the basic structure of government by studying the United States Constitution and explaining why the United States was established as a republic. That's just kind of an example.
Sure. Well, when the Department of Education released its draft standards, they were different from what the working group submitted to the Department of Education. Is that why the Secretary of Education, Tiffany Sanderson, was before a legislative committee yesterday?
Secretary Sanderson was there to provide an update on where the content standards process is now. Sanderson did get up there to say that media reports about the content standards and those changes didn't reflect what actually happened.
Some of the recent narrative that you've heard might make it seem like the department is now proposing or recommending to erase all teaching or learning around Native American history or government, and that's absolutely false.
But Sanderson says the Department of Education did make changes to the work group's recommendation to ensure that schools have the ability to teach about all cultures that make up the fabric of South Dakota, including Ocheti Chicoan people. And real quick, Ocheti Chicoan is a term that is used to recognize tribal communities within South Dakota. And Sanderson says the proposed changes are more inclusive than the ones that were in place in 2015.
Examples of additional ways that schools could address cultural teaching include our Karen population and the culture of our Hispanic students, our Somali students, and our Czech students, just as examples. Of course, there are many, many cultures that make up the South Dakota demographics.
So, theoretically, teachers can go beyond what the content standards say, but if you do a quick search of the standards that the Department of Education released, there isn't anything in there about the Karen population or Hispanic or Somali or Czech students.
So give us an example of two content standards side by side that are different than about how the Department of Education would be different from the proposed standard.
Yeah, so let's take fourth graders' state history, for example. The Department of Education's draft says, describe the influences of various cultures on South Dakota communities. What the working group draft content standards used to say was explain how the Ocheti Chicoan and Oyate culture and other groups were affected by westward expansion, the creation of the reservation system, and the U.S. assimilation policies and programs. So that was one example of a change that took place by the Department of Education. Paul Harnes is a retired teacher from Yankton who served as a high school world history lead during the content standards review. He says the working group's draft of content standards allow for teaching of all cultures that make up South Dakota, but he says what the Department of Education revisions did was shortchange what Native Americans experienced.
because it specifically talked about what happened with the Western expansion and to the Native Americans and other groups. It's not just the Native Americans. And I think one of the examples I remember which was being used was the expansion of the Germans, the Danes, and all those coming in, and that type of thing. But there was a greater effect upon the Native cultures.
Harnes and some others who were involved on the content standards update are also upset about a preface that was added to that the Department of Education added to the content standards. And he's since asked the Department of Education to remove his name from the draft, which they have.
Was Secretary Sanderson asked about why the Department of Ed made those changes and who suggested them?
No, but I do have a request for those questions out to the Department of Education.
Sure.
And that's something that Harnes and others would like to know. When the changes were first brought to light, the Department of Education said in a written statement that they made certain adjustments before the release of the draft to provide greater clarity and focus for educators and the public. The draft standards provide a balanced, age-appropriate approach to understanding our nation's history, government, economy, and geography, including opportunities to teach about the experiences of all peoples.
All right, so if the Department of Ed says they made changes to provide the balanced understanding of the nation's history, why did the group word the content standards the way they did?
So Harnes says the group was told on the first day of the 8-day summit looking at the content standards that the 2015 social studies curriculum standards were not inclusive enough. And one of the areas it wasn't inclusive enough in was Indigenous tribes in South Dakota. And he says that's the reason why every work group had at least one standard concerning the Ocheti, Chicano, Oyate, and Native Americans.
I mean, they took most of them out of the standards that we created to make it more inclusive. In fact, there is very little that talks about specifically the histories of the Indigenous tribes of South Dakota. In fact, one of the things I know they took out was to identify they were going to have the younger students look at a map of South Dakota and identify the reservations. That's all. And they eliminated that one. I don't understand.
And so that's a geography standard for first graders that was eliminated.
Yeah, we're going to hear from one more person, and this is Cheryl Johnson, Education Director for Sisseton Wahpeton Tribe. And here she is talking about how, as this event progressed, she grew more comfortable being there. Take a listen.
In answering questions and talking about cultural, racial things, identity, and clarifying some of the things that people have just out of ignorance. And so I was in a real safe place to answer questions truthfully for people. And I was really happy about the experience of being able to have history include Native Americans.
A lot more to talk about. We'll leave it there. The conversation is ongoing. Lee Strubinger, thank you so much.
Great. Thanks for having me.
More In the Moment after the break on Listener Supported SDPB. Thank you.